Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, we're at the end of 2017. What would you say were some of the legislative highlights of this past year?
Well, I think when you look over the past year, I think one of the first things that would come to mind would be pension reform and finally achieving that for the taxpayers. That is a bill that would, in the future, lower our costs for the system and the maintenance of the system. I think also when you look at the proposals that have come forth, keeping the budget in line with the rate of inflation or slightly below is equally important, particularly when the governor was asking for such massive tax increases starting in his first year and continuing up until last year. I think also when you look at some of the other bills that have become law, there have been several that were important to our areas. And when you look at the proposal as a whole, for example, Senator Martin is going to have a bill signed into law that deals with the parking authority that will allow us to improve the efficiency of the system there in the city, and that was something he was working on. I know Representative Fee and Senator Ahmet worked on the Independent Inspector General bill, which was a huge success in terms of accountability within the governmental agencies. This office, for those who are unfamiliar with it, oversees and audits and follows up on complaints of fraud or other issues within government. And by making it independent, they were able to find a compromise with the governor because he vetoed the first version. They found a version that was agreed to by all parties and ultimately signed into law. I think that we're very fortunate here in Lancaster County. We have a great delegation both in the House and the Senate that are always willing to work together. And many of the bills that we were successful with this year had what we call companion bills, both in the House and in the Senate, where a House member and a Senate member will take lead. And we worry less about who gets credit for each individual bill and more about just getting the job done. And I think that's certainly a blessing to have a team that is like that and being able to work like that.
Looking ahead to 2018, what would you like to see accomplished from a legislative perspective?
Well, I think as we head into the next portion of the legislative year, I think that there's going to be some continued efforts on the following themes. With the economy growing the way that it is, I think we're going to be focused on workforce development and economic opportunity. I think that, for example, myself and Senator Ahmet had a companion bills that deals with higher education aid transparency and matching up those high demand jobs with the programs that are in schools and providing information about that. That's an example where the government already collects all this information but does not make it easily publicly accessible. That's something that I would have liked to have had when I went to college as I was leaving high school and entering the workforce. And I was fortunate that I went to x-ray school and became an x-ray tech, more of a technical training. I think that's something we also need to highlight and look at supporting. As the workforce changes, skills need to change, and there's an opportunity there for that. That leads us into the next point, which is education. I think that we all would agree that every student really has the right to a quality education in order to determine where they want to go. This is an area that I think we'll continue to have discussions on and exactly what that means. There are some schools here in the Commonwealth which are clearly struggling and not working for either the students or the taxpayers that are residing in those districts, and we need to make sure that those individuals have those opportunities. Perhaps that's school choice for some. Perhaps that is for innovative programs to improve the local schools that are struggling. And in some cases, it will involve more resources, it will involve more money, but also it has to include more accountability. And I think as we look at all of those things, you'll see continued proposals there as well. The other part, in addition to dysfunctional schools, I think that there's also a lot of dysfunctional government, whether it's agencies that don't communicate with one another or ways to improve efficiencies. The governor ran on his businessman talents, and I'd really like to see the governor and the legislature come together on some solutions for that. We have proposals that would do just that in terms of sharing data and improving taxpayer efficiency. The governor himself admitted that the Medicaid program in the upcoming year, the price related to the carrying of that program will increase by $300 million. And when you look at the overall budget, health and social welfare spending accounts for about 40%. Medicaid is probably the biggest single driver. We've got to take a better look at quality outcomes and what we're getting in terms of taxpayers, in terms of what we're paying. I think the Care Connections program here at Lancaster General and Penn Health is a great program where they have been able to reduce both admissions, improve quality for patients in terms of outcomes, as well as reduce costs. And that's something that I think we should look at replicating on a statewide basis. And finally, I think that we need to take a look at protecting families and communities. This is something that we've worked on consistently throughout prior terms. I think you'll continue to see that this term. That would obviously include, in my opinion, that would obviously include the sanctity of life. That would include Senate Bill 3, which was recently vetoed by the governor. That would have moved the time for a permissible abortion from 24 weeks back to 20 weeks. And because that is the state of viability with the advancements in medical technology. I also think looking forward that we'll have issues surrounding sanctuary cities and the funding that they get from the state, as well as protecting those who serve on a daily basis. I know Martina White, a representative from Philly, has a bill that would protect those law enforcement officials that are involved in a shooting or similar occurrence that would protect those individuals to prevent from what we saw happen earlier this year where protesters showed up at a policeman's house. I think that we would agree that everyone is owed due process. And in that particular case, I think that was somewhat short-circuited. So I think that bill will become important as we go forward.
Representative Cutler, thank you very much for being with us today. Happy New Year to you and yours. Thanks for another legislative report.